We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast, your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama, what a play!
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Sooner Sports Podcast, the Sooner Hoops Edition. I'm Jessica Schutte, joined by Miss 45 Point herself, Maddie Williams, dropping 45, a program single game record for Oklahoma basketball, passing Courtney Paris, who had the record at 43 that stood since 2007. Maddie, for those of us that will never score 45, never know what it feels like to score 45, what are you feeling when you wake up that morning?
The morning of the game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was telling a couple of my other friends, like, that day, something about it just felt different. I don't know what it was, but just waking up that morning, I knew that we had to come in and do whatever we could to get a dub or, like, perform well. So, you know, I tried to come in. I knew I had to come in with good energy and be able to execute plays, sets, all of that.
We were we had some cameras on you pregame, and you were dancing. It seemed like you were feeling good, though. You felt good, though. Like,
is there
a different feeling when you go off, like, on a day like that than maybe a normal day?
I mean, it all starts with how you come out on the floor and how you prepare yourself. I think that if you come in with the right mindset and that nobody can turn you down, then you're going to be able to perform pretty well.
What's different about you this season? Because we've heard from Coach Cole from the start that you really attacked, you know, when you were in quarantine, you really got to work and your mindset and everything was so good. You came back with a different kind of perspective than they've seen from you. So
yeah.
What do you feel about that's different about yourself this season?
I mean, over quarantine and over the summer, we worked a lot on getting my shot right so that I could be able to come in and do what I just did that night. Whenever your shots are falling, nobody can really guard you because they play you for the shot, and then you're able to fake them out and go to the basket. So, I mean, just being able to put what I learned on the put in what I learned over the summer and over quarantine, put that in and come in and just wreck people.
So you get 22 at half. At what point do you feel like, okay, I'm having a night here?
I think after, in the second quarter, whenever you're still hitting shots and they still can't guard you, I think that's when you start feeling like, okay, like, we got something going here. Yeah.
So they were throwing different people at you, like they were having a guard try to guard you. You'd take them inside. They'd put a post on you. She'd back up. You'd drain a jumper in her eye. So do you recognize that and kind of know at that point, like, what you got to do whoever's guarding you?
I know that being a bigger guard, I can go post people up in the post, and they can't really do anything about it. And then also, whenever I know that I'm about to get switched off or that a big is guarding me, I know that they're either going to have their hands down and I can shoot a jumper and be able to drain it in their face, or that they're going to lunge and jump after that the shot fake. So just knowing which person guarded me, it helps a lot. Big or little, it doesn't really matter.
So you don't have a preference on which one?
I think I like being in the post against smaller girls. It's easier to get layups that way. I'm just blessed that my shot is falling and that we were able to get into the gym and work on that so that it would be able to fall.
You'd only hit 1 3. I know you'd miss some games, but you hit 3. Was that something that maybe you, I know you improved on it last year, but was it this game? Was it something that it was just provided or like the shot selection that you're taking? How do you know what's right when?
It's just all about feeling. I know the first couple that I shot in the game, they didn't feel. They just didn't fall. They felt good. They didn't fall. I told myself like I probably wasn't going to shoot any more threes. But we've been working on it a lot, and it's been feeling good in practice and in shooting drills. So I knew that if I kept shooting, then they would probably fall.
So they can't stop you. Take me in the huddle. Is it something that we're going to keep feeding you the rock? What's the game plan at this point when everything you're doing is working?
That wasn't even the game plan to keep getting me the ball. It just whenever it came, I knew that I would be able to create my own shot, or that somebody would even be able to create a shot for me. In the huddle, we just kept talking about playing defense and executing and playing hard, because we already knew that I was getting hot, so we knew that we'd be able to do something on offense. We need to focus on defense and rebounding.
Do you feel more of a responsibility to lead and maybe take over games for this team, where in the past maybe you deferred at times?
I think that that's what being a leader comes with, being able to hit shots, hit big shots, and provide on offense for your team. I think that it also comes on the defensive end too, where you just have to be intense and be able to help your team get stops. This year I think that I've been able to take in that role of being able to come and provide on offense for my team.
So when do you know that you have 45 points, you broke the record?
I didn't know until Courtney came up to me and she was like, hey Maddie, like the record is, I didn't know how many I had at that point, but she came up to me and she was like, the record is 43, like go get 44, like let's go break it. I was like, okay. I didn't know how many I had at the time, but I just knew that I needed to keep shooting in order to get there, so.
She's now on staff. How cool is that to be able to, you know what Courtney Paris did here, obviously her number's hanging in the rafters. Yeah. To pass somebody like that, what does that mean to you?
It's just a blessing. And it's even more cool whenever the person whose record it was comes up to you and tells you to go break it. Like, I didn't even know it was hers until after the game they told me I was going to media and they told me that it was Courtney's record you broke. I was like, I didn't even know. She told me to break it. I didn't even know. But I just think that it's really cool to have her input on things, especially for the future, for my career in the future, whenever I want to go to the league. So just being able to have her input on all those things and what I need to do to get there, and she has that experience, and it's just really good for me, really good for my teammates.
What impact has she had already on you, on this team, in her first year coaching?
She provides a big emphasis on rebounding for us, so she's really pushing, box out, rebound. And then everybody, the post players especially, are able to ask her, what can we do? What can we do on offense? What can we do on defense to be better? So just having her around, being able to come up to her and ask her certain things about her experience is just really, really, really a blessing.
So we talked a lot about your work that you put in on your shot. What did that consist of? What did you do? Was there a specific routine you did every day? How did you develop that over the course of the last few months?
Whatever you can do, just get up shots. I think T-Rob knows that the best, but just repetition and reps of shooting and shooting game-like shots all helps.
Because you're right inside the three-point line on a lot of these, and no hesitation. Mm. So is that just goes back to all the hours that you put in?
Mid-range has been a part of my game a little bit since high school. So I was able, I knew that I would be able to hit that. I had the confidence that I would be able to hit mid-range whenever against whoever. So, and then I know whenever people are guarding me, they're going to back up a little bit because I wasn't super strong from the three in previous seasons. So I knew that I'd be able to step up and hit those.
So you think about, again, just the people that have played here and the teams that they've had, and nobody has scored more points here for Oklahoma women's basketball than you have in a single game. How does that sound to you? Like, what is that? I mean, I can't even fathom, like, what that means to be in the record books. Now, you guys got a few people now that are in the record books.
Yeah, I have no words. I'm just super blessed and honored to be able to be in conversation with that. And I give credit to my team for finding me that night, being able to provide the ball for me so that I could go out and perform like that.
Where do you go from here? I mean, you don't settle on that, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, of course, you want to try to go out to have another 45-point game. And I mean, that sounds easy. I mean, it's easy to say, but we'll see what happens.
One thing else I've noticed, too, is it seems like you guys seem like a group that's played a lot of ball together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way that they were finding you the ball, you find, you know, T-Rob the ball and Gabby, and just seems like you guys have played together. Do you feel like that? Does that team feel like this? It seems like you guys are just on the verge of really getting things to click.
Yeah, I mean, we've had almost 2 years together, a lot of summers and a lot of off seasons where we're just in here working and building trust. And I went blank. Yes, building trust. But of course, we're all gluing together and meshing together really well. Just being able to trust that everybody's going to do their job every day is what's keeping us together. So.
Maddie Williams, we appreciate your time. 45 points. Can't say that enough.
Thank you.
I had fun calling it. I had to keep changing up what I was saying because you just kept making shots.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you can't say the same call every time. So as a play-by-play person, that was a fun one for me. So I appreciate it, too.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. More from Oklahoma women's basketball. They've got Texas Tech coming up on Wednesday, and then they'll be back at home against TCU on Saturday. Thanks to Maddie Williams.
Thank you
guys for listening to the Sooner Sports Podcast.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Riverwind, home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind is still the one. And Allstate, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review however you listen. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.